Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene McLean, the grand domo of everything to do with the Louisville Thoroughbred Society and the Press Box, coming to you on a Saturday, Breeders' Cup Saturday. What a day of racing.
You know, this is what the game is built for, and it's deciding these championships on the racetrack. And, Buzzy, you know, it's just been an amazing year. If you go back and look at all the things we talked about since early in January, building towards the Triple Crown and through the Triple Crown, and now into November, the first weekend of November for the Breeders' Cup. And, you know, we had the Friday show, and now really looking forward to a great 9 races of the Breeders' Cup today on Saturday.
Okay, so we talked a little bit yesterday, and again a reminder that everything that you want to know about these races today, you can find it all on the PressBoxLTS.com. But we want to give you just a few highlights. And, Mr. McLean, where do we start?
Well, you know, we can't cover all 9 races and do it within the week's time, much less in the time of this show. But I want to concentrate on 3 really key matchups, I think, in today's show. One is the Dirt Mile. Really love 2 horses in here that I'm really interested to see how they match up. And that is Mr. Money, who comes out of Kentucky for Brett Calhoun, one of the nicest human beings and best trainers of thoroughbreds in the history of this game. He's won well over 4,000 races in his career, and a lot of people don't know Brett, and that's a shame. But Brett trains Mr. Money for Chester Thomas out of Madisonville, Kentucky, and this is really a horse that is coming to his own this summer. Buzzy won 4 major races in a row, starting with the Pat Day Dirt Mile on Derby Day. Just ran 2nd in the Pennsylvania Derby. He got beat right on the wire. He's backing up. He's shortening up, and I think he has a great chance at this mile distance. And he'll be facing off against Omaha Beach. Omaha Beach, the favorite for the Derby, was scratched out after it was discovered he had an entrapped epiglottis.
Mm-hmm.
Lost much of the summer to that, Buzzy. But he came back. In his first race, they ran him in the Santa Anita Sprint at 6 furlongs, and he beats Chancelot, who just may be the big number horse in that race, the Breeders' Cup Sprint, early on today's card, Buzzy. But Omaha Beach, Buzzy, if he wins this mile race, this grade 1 mile race, he will be the first 3-year-old that I know of, and we've searched everything we can find to win 3 graded stakes this year at 6 furlongs, which he did in the Santa Anita Sprint, at 1 1/8, which he did in the Arkansas Derby, and now potentially the 3rd being the mile at Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. That is an amazing set of credentials for any horse, particularly a 3-year-old. But this will be an exciting matchup. I love Mr. Money. I am really love Omaha Beach. I love Brett Calhoun. I love Richard Mandela. I'm going to bet them both.
There you go.
And sit there and watch them go at each other.
Okay, next up.
Next up is the Distaff, Buzzy. And you know, this has been one of the greatest races in Breeders' Cup history. We had Beholder and Songbird go at it, decided by a nostril hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the great Personal Ensign coming from nowhere to keep her undefeated streak alive. This year's version will be tremendous, I think, Buzzy, because Midnight Basu comes into the race having won all 7 races this year, 6 grade ones. Undeniably one of the best racing mares we've seen, and we've seen a lot of good ones in recent year. However, Buzzy, you Breeders' Cup, you better bring your racing shoes, and you better have your A game. And I really think she will face a horse in here today, Buzzy, that will give her everything she wants and maybe even more. Dunbar Road, trained by Chad Brown, just ran 3rd in the Spinster Stakes at Keeneland. But Buzzy had the worst part of it all race long, got trapped on the rail, which was not the best part of the racetrack, and never really got a chance to stretch her legs. Dunbar Road may be the upset of the day in the Breeders' Cup Distaff.
And for your exotics, you get Serengeti Empress in that race, at least morning line, at 12-1, which is a lot of value as well, at least in my humble opinion. And finally, Mr. McLean.
And finally, we got the Classic. And a lot of people have mumbled about the Classic this year, that it's not as good a caliber of horses as we've had in the past. And, you know, that may be some valid points to make. But it promises to be a wide open race. And that's the reason that I am going to look at, you know, you got McKenzie coming in there, and he's been ultra consistent, particularly at Santa Anita. You've got horses like Code of Honor, who just won not only the Traverse Stakes, but also won the Jockey Club Gold Cup up at Belmont, and is really fastly becoming the best three-year-old in the country for Mr. Farish. You got Vino Rosso, who won the California Gold Cup at Santa Anita. So it's a good group of horses, absolutely wide open. But what intrigues me is in this year of celebration of the great Zenyatta and her anniversary, I'm going to look at a five-year-old mare to give these boys everything they want, and maybe even more as well, Buzzy. Elate, from the connections of Claiborne Farm and Adele Dilschneider, coming out of the Spinster Stakes where she was second, is going to run against the Colts. And, Buzzy, in this anniversary year of Zenyatta, I think she's got a heck of a chance. Never beaten at the mile and a quarter distance, albeit not against the boys, but she's got a big chance, in my view, in today's Classic.
And, folks, remember, you can get all Gene's picks. You can find them at the PressBoxLTS.com for that complete great race card. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, hope you have another big day, my friend. Look forward to talking to you next week.
I as well, my friend. And before I let you go, I know Thunder Snow has got to be breaking your heart.
Stop it.
Classic, but give me one horse on the day that you are going to fire at with all your shickles.
Omaha Beach.
Omaha Beach, yeah, you know. But you can't go wrong with Richard Mandela and the Son of Warfront. He looks awfully good.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Take care, buddy. Love you, man.
Love you, pal.